says the following: Tanu Rabbanan Nishal Chacham V'Timei. Somebody who asks a Chacham a Shaila, and we'll talk about this a little bit more tomorrow. And the Chacham responds that it's Tamei Lo Yishal Chacham B'Yitar. He can't then go and seek, a psak, which is Meikel L'Chacham V'Asar Lo Yishal Chacham V'Yatir. Same thing in the opposite, same thing in terms of Iser Veheter. So we'll talk about whether this is true in the opposite direction as well. Hayushnayim, now let's say there are two individuals, Echad Metame V'Echad Metar, Echad Oser V'Echad Matir. Im Haya Echad Mehem Gadol Mechavero V'Chachmo V'Minyan. He's, both in terms of his age, a little more senior, as well as in terms of his standing. B'Chachma Halach Achar Avim Lav Halach Achar HaMachmir. If all else being equal, you should just be machmir. So Rabbi Shubin Karcha Omer, Bishal Torah halach achar hamachmir, Bishal Sofrim halach achar hamekel. So the way that you, Levi, wanted to read this, which is ultimately the way the Lecha Mishnah quotes in the name of the Rashba to read it, is that Rabbi Shubin Karcha basically agrees with the initial svara of the Tanakhama, namely that if, we can dispositively say that one of them is a greater posik because of his seniority in terms of chachma as well as minyan, so we'll go in that direction. It's only in a case of a tie that we introduce the concept of bishul Torah halacha achar hamachmir bishul sofrim halacha achar hamekel, which may happen to be a manifestation of safek derais lechomer safek derabanan lekula, or one doesn't even need to say it in terms of a safek. That's remember how it originally came up in terms of the Radvaz, but just sort of the tnai that we're talking about, the chachamim hekilu b'divrehem, that the rabbis created leniency not just because of a safek, but the kind of the heim amru phenomenon. Now Tosus here, as I alluded to yesterday, seems to have understood at least Rabbeinu Tam the Gemara a little bit differently, more along the lines that I was suggesting, because Tosos says that this kind of a situation where the Gemara is presenting a machlokas between the Shnei Chachamim, Echad Timei ve'Echad Tiher, Echad Asar ve'Echad Matir, the Gemara parallels to a situation where the Gemara presents an Ika de'Amre. So, four different views cited in this short Tosos. So, Rashi Eposik v'Chalika de'Amre Sheva Talmud b'Shul Torah Halach Achar Amachmir. Anytime you have two deos in the Gemara, so if it's a matter of Torah law, so you should be machmir, bishal sofrim halach achar ha'achron. And if it's a derabanan, you don't follow the mekel, you follow the second in the ika de'amre. So riva perish dechol ika de'amre legabi lashon rishon kitafel li'ikar v'halacha kelishna kama. So the riva says you don't follow, you don't look at derais derabanan, machmir mekel, you always follow the first language. Sort of like if you have in the Shulchan Aruch a stam day and then a yesh omrim, so we generally rule in accordance with the stam Daya. So that was the position of the Riva. Now, kiyan on Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Tam Pirish, and this is why it's obviously coming up here, Bidal Raisa Lechomra, Bidal Rabban and Lekula, Ki Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha Dahacha. Right? So unqualified, he just says, oh, just like Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha, and I should have read one more line in the Gemara, Amr of Yosef Hilchasa Ki Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha, that the halacha is in accordance with Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha. So he simply says, Rabbeinu Tam says, if it's a matter of derais, you go lechomra. It's a matter of derabanan, you go lekula. You don't try to be mevarer, based on, the context of the Gemara, who's right. So again, in parallel to the way that I read the Gemara here, as opposed to Levi, the way that you were suggesting, that even Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha would agree that if there's a clear preference in terms of chachma of minyan, you would follow that shita. So Rabbeinu Shimshon, again, seems to lean a little bit more in your direction, Levi, because Rabbeinu Shimshon, the fourth view, Hayam Mefarish, Debechol Makom, Sheyeshli, Hizbar, Kechad Minayo, Mishita Satalmud, Basrei, Azlinan. So Rabbeinu Shimshon said there are no klalim. What we should just try to do in a situation of Nika de Amre is to try to find, the position which is best supported by the local environment in the Gemara. So just to review the four shitos in the Balei HaTosos when you have an Ika de Amre. So Rashi says, Bishol Torah halach achar ha'achmir, Bishol Sofrim halach achar ha'acharon. The Riva says that all of the Ika de Amres in the Talmud are ketafel legabe ikar. We always follow the Lishna Kama. Rabbeinu Tam says, Bishol Torah halach achar ha'achmir, Bishol Sofrim halach achar ha'mekel. And he bases that off Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha's position here, which again seems to say that even if you have two chachamim who are in dispute with each other, and even if one is gadol b'chachma over minyan, again, you could just impose in a kind of undiscriminating way the standard of Bishal Torah halacha achar ma'achmer, Bishal Torah from halacha achar mekel, either based on the rule of Safek derais lechomer, Safek derabanan lekula, or based on the heim amru v'heim amru. And then the final perspective, the perspective of Rabbeinu Shimshon, which is that you should try to be mevar. Don't try to apply a general klal. But, you know, look at the two Lashonos, the Stam Lashon and the Ika de Amre, and try to be Mivar based on the local context in the Gemara. So now plugging this back into our question, and we had been dealing with here the development of Machokes, as long as Bezdin Hagadol was Kayim, there was no Machokes, because they always served as the Court of Appeals. We were talking about yesterday, a Court of Clarification. Appeals isn't really the proper term. And the Chiddush that we spoke about yesterday, that every becomes a Shoalim, and we dealt with the issue of the Kesev Mishnah. Why is it only Bezdin Shaviro? Whatever happened to Bezdin Hasamuch Le'iro? But be that as it may, you know, the Lecha Mishnah is little Tamua. Why does everybody become a Shoel? But again, you go from the Bezdin Shaviro to the Bezdin Shebaharabayis, Bezdin Shebapesach Chazara, to the Sanhedrin Agadol, and, you know, they would either come to a unanimous point of view, or they would be no-say-va-no-saying, and they would come to a consensus point of view. So then the Rambam says the following. Shnei chachamim, o shnei batei dinim, shenechoku shelo bizman ha-Sanhedrin, where you're going to have machlokas, o, even the times of the Sanhedrin, ad shelo haya davar baru lahen, but you need to act right away. You need to, you know, make a decision. The Sanhedrin is still debating the point. Bein bisman echad, bein bazachar zeh. Whether it, you know, the question was presented to both of them at the same time, which is sort of Levi, as we saw the context of the Gemara about Zara Daf Zion, right? You know, so again, bein bisman echad, bein bazachar zeh. Echad mitar veechad mitame, echad oser veechad matir. So the Rambam says, im ein chayodeya leheichan adinota, a little bit, enigmatic what he means by that. We'll see how it's subject to interpretation. So the question is, you know, according to whom did the Rambam understand the Gemara? Levi's approach to the Gemara, where Rabbi Shua ben Korcha, who we know we pass him like, because Amar Rav Yosef Hilchasak Rabbi Shua ben Korcha, was it like Rabbi Shua ben Korcha's view of the Gemara as understood by Levi, that okay, if one is clearly gadol mechavero b'chach maminin, we'd follow him. So maybe that's exactly what the Rambam meant when he said im ein chayodeya leheichan hadin nota. That's a possibility. Or maybe the Rambam really didn't mean that. Maybe the Rambam meant im ein chayodeya leheichan hadin nota, not based on the relative stature of the chamim were involved in the machokas, but other environmental factors. So what's interesting is the Lecha Mishnah quotes in the Rashba, who understands the Gemara in the direction that Levi understood it, though he notes that, you know, it's not entirely, he never mentions that that is the Rambam's perspective. What's really fascinating is when the Kesef Mishnah assumes that the Rambam read the Gemara like I did. You take a quick look over at the Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah says the following: Perikamad Avodah Zarah, Tanya Yushnayim, Echad Matam, Echad Matayr, Echad Oseh, Echad Matir, May Echad Men Golda B'Chachma, B'Minin Halachachar, Avim Lav Halachachar Machmir. Rabbi Yishuv Ben Karach Omer B'Shal Torah Halachachar Machmir B'Shal Sofrim Halachachar Mekel. And Rabbi Yosef Halachach Rabbi Yishuv Ben Karach. The Tanakama Maflig Ben Gadol B'Chachma Minyan La'Enu Gadol Mashmed Rabbi Yishuv Ben Karach Filu Echad Gadol Mechaveru B'Chachma Minyan B'Shal Torah Halachachar Machmir B'Shal Sofrim Halachachar Mekel B'Kach. Sasam Rabbeinu velo chilek. So the Kesef Mishnah assumes that the Rambam understood the Gemara the way that I did. Umash Kesef Rabbeinu shelo bizman haSanhedrin kolomar dilu bizman haSanhedrin lo ayinu tzrichin lekach shemikol makom hayam izbar hadin kimo shekasavti le'el besamoch. So the Kesef Mishnah seems to have had maybe a slightly different girsa here in the Rambam, because we have the lashon in the Rambam o ad shelo hayahadavar Barur Lahen, right? That it could be Bizman HaSanhedrin also. So it is possible for a person to come along and say, maybe the Kesef Mishnah really didn't have the same words that we do, Im Ein Chayodeya Lahechan Adinota. It's obviously, you know, a big claim to say. So in any event, the Lecha Mishnah, as I noted, reacted to that and quoted the Tshuva of the Rashba, who understood the Gemara differently, and said that all Rabbi Shub and Korcha is saying is, if they really are equal, one of them is not Gadol B'chachma of a minion, so he disagrees with the Tanakhama about the resolution. You can't just say Halacha Achar Machmir. What you have to say is B'shal Torah Halacha Achar Machmir, B'shal Sorim Halacha Achar Mecha. But in any event, we have Rabbeinu Tam already on the record as reading the Gemara the way that I suggested, so, you know, as we noted when this was originally raised in the Radvaz, the Gemara itself is somewhat ambiguous. The point is, you know, again, just to conclude the Perek Aleph of Hilchos Mamrim, and tomorrow I want to just take you through an important passage in the Agos Maimonios based on that Gemara in Avodah Zarah, just to extend out this discussion a little bit of, are you allowed to go shopping around for Piske Halacha if somebody was Matamek? You look for somebody who's Matar, the Gemara says no. If somebody was Ozer, can you look for somebody who's Matir? The Gemara says no. What about in the opposite direction? So I do want to get a little bit more perspective on that, so we're not going to start Perek Sheni tomorrow, but we'll develop that point out a little bit further. But again, just to conclude Hilchos Ma'amar, you know, the Rambam's presentation, this is very consistent across the literature of the Rambam, especially his Hakdama to the Perush HaMishnayos, is that Machlokas is really an accident, right? That Machlokas is a failure in the system. Kozman Shebez and Agadol HaYakayim, there would be no Machlokas because they would give rulings, and even if Sfekos emerged at lower levels of the judiciary, Bezin Shebeiro, etc., all of these things would eventually be resolved by the Bez Din Hagadol. Now, admittedly, the Rambam does add in those few words, O'ad Shalom Nisbar Lahem, if the Bez Din Hagadol is still figuring things out. So sometimes on a very temporary basis, you need to have, you know, Kali Hachra, like Mishal Torah Halach Hachar Machmer, Mishal Sofrim Halach Hachar Mekel. I hasten to again remind everybody that that's not clearly, you can present that as a manifestation of Savik Darais L'Chamra, because it's a Savik, because you have Chachamim on both sides, but you don't have to say it's an issue of Savik Darais L'Chamra, Savik Darabban L'Kula. What one can do is, you know, make the argument that it's really just Heimamru Veheimamru, that the rabbis created a T'nai, you know, in terms of their own legislation, that unless it's B'Torah Svadai, that you have the right to be Mekel. So it's a kind of a Heim Amru, Heim Amru, and this isn't a classic case of a Suffolk just because you have a Chacham on both sides of the issue. So that itself is subject to the question as to whether Savik Dereis L'Chumra is a Dinder HaReis or Dinder HaBanim, which appears to be Machokas between the Rambam and the Rashba, but we will leave that point itself for another time. Again, tomorrow we're going to extend out Dagos Maimonios and talk about, is there such a thing as a Chalos Shem Kula? Again, the Gemara said, if somebody was Oser, you can't be Matir. If somebody's Metame, you can't be Metire. But if somebody's Metire, can then somebody come along and be Metame? Or have we already been Kovea the status of saying, this is not a Chafza Shal Yisura, this is a Chafza Shal Hetero, which is actually a very fascinating topic raised by the Hagos Maimonios, and we will pick it up there, God willing, tomorrow, back in our regular location. Today we were Sanhedrin, you know, Shegala, you know, to thank God we didn't have to paskin any Dine Nefashos today. We wouldn't have been able to.